Today's scripture focus is from Romans 12, verses 1 through 3. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given us. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Quentin. Trying to, you know, one of the challenges is you give seven people a microphone, you know, you could be here till 2 o'clock. And I think you did pretty good keeping it to, you know, we probably only stretch a little bit. But then it's like, okay, what do I do in my sermon? Do I preach the whole thing? Do I cut it down? It's always a challenge to discern what the Holy Spirit's saying in that moment. But welcome to Living Water Church. It's so blessed to have us here, being all together as a church family, being able to open up God's Word and just kind of apply it to ourselves. And so we've been looking in this series that we've been going through, All That Glitters, at just different kinds of idols that are in our lives, different things that we give ourselves to that can distract us from worshiping God, that can pull us away from spending time with him. In the first week, we talked about money and how the pursuit of money and riches can just really be something that can take us away from being able to worship God. And we found that only contentment and being generous is what allows us to really have the grace of God in this area, where we can find lasting joy instead of finding it in accumulating things. And then 2 weeks ago, we looked at the idol of status. And too often we're tempted to believe that the more attention that's given to us, the more valuable we are. And we learn that it really is the life of humility that's demonstrated us in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus that we can find that true contentment. Last week we talked about the God of comfort. This is the probably one of the more challenging ones, because comfort is just something we do as, you know, America. We like to be comfortable. We really don't like to be pulled out of our comfort zones. We kind of have these things, I'll go this far and no farther, and God likes us to take us farther than what we're comfortable with. And so it's very easy to allow that to become an idol in our lives. But Jesus takes us to difficult places, and when we go there, we find that it is totally worth all that we had to go through for what God did in us. And then this week I want us to just quickly look at one of the, probably the sneakiest of all the glitter gods in our lives, and that's the God of self, the idol of putting ourself above God. And what I want to do is I want to just kind of, if you're going through the notes, is I'm going to give you a shorter version of my sermon. You know, one of the things that drives me crazy is to be given partial notes and not know the answers. Or to be told the answer but miss it, and then you don't know what the answer is. And so I'm going to give you the answers to our notes, and then I'm going to kind of just give you an illustration in my life of how God is working in me rather than going through my step-by-step process. And so the first thing I'm talking about is that you got to put God first. All right? That's the whole thing when we go and we look at Exodus, we look at the Ten Commandments, the very first thing God gives to the Israelites is have no other gods before me. God wants to be in first place in our life, and he doesn't want anything else. And then the second point that I was looking at is we need to see yourself the way that God sees you. You need to see yourself the way God sees you, because see, many times we either elevate ourselves and we think too highly of ourselves. And so we begin to think that we're in charge of our own life and we're going to make our own decisions about what we're going to do. And when we put ourselves above what God wants, or we have the opposite problem and we start to think too little of ourselves. and we start to have some self-esteem issues, and we try to get our self-esteem from other people lifting us up, and we begin to think that God can't do anything through us. And both extremes are issues of pride, and both extremes are issues of selfishness. It's just an opposite way of the way the enemy tries to take us. And so we need to make sure we have a proper view of ourselves. And then the third one is that God must increase in our life, and we have to decrease. God must increase. That has to be kind of our just our ongoing goal, that God has more of me. God has more of me. I become less and less, and God continues to work more and more through my life. You know, John the Baptist, you know, he had this thing where he was baptizing people, and Jesus started baptizing people, and all of a sudden more people were going over to Jesus' camp than John's, and John was the first one to be baptizing. So some of his disciples went to John and said, you know, you notice that some of our disciples are going over to Jesus, and he's starting to get a bigger crowd than we're getting, and what are we going to do about this? And John just simply says in John 3, verse 30, he must become greater and greater, and I must become less and less. And that's the challenge in our life, is figuring out how do we make Jesus greater in my life and make me less and less. And so I just wanted to, rather than go through my sermon, just give you a short synopsis of what God's doing in my life, where I have been struggling with this idol of comfort and this idol of self, because we all have these struggles in different ways. For me, God has been working on me to, you know, and I think I've probably shared this before in some groups, maybe even worship, but God wants me to reorient how I do my day. And I've struggled with it because he wants me to get up earlier. And I don't like getting up earlier. And he's been after me for, this isn't just like a couple months process. For at least the last 2 years, God has been trying to get me to change what time I get up. Because see, the problem is, for me to get up as early as God wants me to get up, I have to go to bed earlier. And I kind of like my nighttime routine. I like watching a little bit of TV before I go to bed. Maybe probably too much, but it's what makes me comfortable. It's what helps me get ready for bed, and I just enjoy that. And so I have to give up some of the things that I like in order to get up early, and then God wants me to get up early. Why does he want me to get up? Well, he wants me to spend more time in his word, but he also wants me to exercise. Really? And so, you know, we've got this really nice elliptical machine at the house, and it does a really great job of holding my clothes, you know, just right, so what I wear on Sunday's already out. And he wants me to actually get up on that thing and use it. And I started doing this about 3 weeks ago, and I was doing it really good for a whole week. And then I think I had a late night meeting, and it's like, okay, I'm too tired, you know, and I get up early. So then I switch my clock to later, and then somehow the six, you know, the early time went away, and I'm back to my old schedule. And so God has been showing me, okay, your idol is comfort, okay? You want to be comfortable. I'm asking you to lay that down, because what I want greater than comfort is I want God's power to work through me. I want to see God doing stuff through me that I have seen God do through other people, some miraculous things. I want to see God's presence more powerfully displayed in the ministry here in our church. There's some things that I've been praying for that I'm beginning to see, but those things aren't necessarily going to happen in the way God wants them to unless I lay down some idols. And so the question then for me to give to you is, what is God asking you through this series and the series that we did before then? What's the next step for you? Because we all struggle with this idol of comfort in some way or other. No matter where you are in your spiritual journey, I guarantee you there's a step that God wants you to take that would take you to the next level in your relationship with him. And you're resisting it. And what is that? It could be a spiritual discipline that God wants. And so to add, and we're heading to Lent. You know, Wednesday is Ash Wednesday service. And Lent is just a time that's in the calendar year where we focus in on our spiritual development. When we give up something so we can focus in on God, or we add something to our spiritual life. And so this is the time when we decide, what am I going to be this year? You know, maybe God is asking you to spend a little bit more time with Him. And there's some obstacles to that. You know, maybe it's social media. Maybe it's just wasting too much time on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok videos that make you laugh, but you know, it takes you 2 hours to find the one that makes you laugh. And so maybe it's that you need to reorient how you do your week. And so for Lent, you say, okay, I'm going to give up this so I can add that. You know, maybe it is, you know, video games. Maybe it's TV. Maybe it's, there's a lot of things, right? There's a lot of things that we fill our life with that is not necessarily bad, but it's not the best. And maybe God is asking you to make a tweak in that so you can have more time with Him. And so I want you to be prayerfully thinking about, what is it? What's the next step for me? Maybe God is wanting you to be more vocal about your relationship with Him, with a neighbor, or maybe someone in your family, and you just kind of resisted it because, oh man, this might go south, and I might lose a friendship, or they might think I'm really weird, or you know, I don't know, what if they ask a question I don't have an answer for, and we just allow the enemy of our soul to shut down what God wants us to do. Maybe that's what He's working towards in your life. Be more vocal. Maybe it's getting involved in a new ministry. And you're like, I can't see myself there. I don't think I have those gifts. Why would you ask me, God, to do that? And you just don't understand the joy if you would step into faithfulness there. And so that's what I want you to consider as we head towards Wednesday. Wednesday we have our Lent service. It's going to be in the historic sanctuary and where you get the ashes. And if you like to be really brave, I want to come out to Ashes to Go in the morning. We don't have a service in the morning, but I do sit out in the truck. And anybody who comes by on Wednesday from 7 to 9 a.m., I'll put ashes on your head, and you can have ashes all day long, and I'll say a prayer over you, and you can just be a witness that way. You know, it's a little bit easier to get it at 7 o'clock at night when we're the only ones that see each other with this mark on our head that says, I think you got a smudge there. And you have an opportunity to say, no, it's a cross. Today's Ash Wednesday. But that's an opportunity for you. But what is it? What is it? And so as you're thinking about that, I want to have the praise band come up. And we're going to sing this song, Make Room, one more time. And we sang it for the last 3 weeks, so now you ought to know it pretty well. One of the challenges, once you know a song pretty well, is you just kind of say, yeah, I've sung this the last 3 weeks, and I'm kind of tired of it. But would you let it become a prayer? Would you let it become, I'm going to make some room for you, God, during Lent. This next 47 days, the 40 days plus 7 Sundays, I'm going to do this so I can be deeper in my relationship with Him, whatever it is. Would you say yes to Him? Let's stand as we sing this song, Make Room.